Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Community Health Centres of Northumberland is expanding their mobile food market to Grafton beginning next Tuesday. People will be able to buy locally grown and raised meats, produce, and select prepared foods such as meat pies and soups at an affordable price. The market is offering single items such as one carrot, a quarter cabbage, or a single meat pie. This is to allow those on a fixed income to purchase what they need to remain within their budget. Adam Hudson, community dietitian with the Community Health Centres of Northumberland, says with food prices rising, people need a break.
The mobile community food market is a kind of a take on our community food market, which has been happening at the Community Health Centres of Northumberland since 2023. But we're taking it on the road. We are loading up our van and we are bringing our fresh produce, local meats, and other locally sourced food at reduced prices to Grafton to make food more accessible, as we know that the Grafton and Colborne area is just one of the areas here in Northumberland that has limited food access. So we are aiming to build community around the accessibility of food. And it starts next Tuesday, January 27th.
So then how does this differ from the food bank and other programs already in Northumberland?
The idea is this is not just a handout. This is not an emergency food need basis. This is making more locally grown, nutrient-dense, fresh produce made available at affordable prices to every community member. This is not, we do not name check, we do not ask for people's pay stubs first, and then you can get in if you don't make so much money. It is open to everybody. Essentially, it is a farmer's market with lower prices. And the idea is that if someone doesn't feel like they need the price reduction, maybe they can chip in a couple extra bucks to cover the subsidy that we're offering. We started this market because we realized that people do need a break still. The food costs continue to rise. And there's a lot of people out there who, for their own reasons, don't want handouts. They do not want the unfortunate stigma that comes with using a food bank. But they're more than happy to pay for something at what the cost that we're asking for, which increases their dignity, pride, and allows them to shop and allows them to pick and choose how they want to allocate their money.
So define affordable, because that's a word that has kind of morphed into a lot of different meanings. So when you say affordable, what are we talking about?
So an example I could give to you is, let's say that we're paying $2 for a head of broccoli from a farmer. We'll bring it back in-house and we'll charge $1.25 or $1.50. Ground beef, we have had to uptick it a little bit, but ground beef is anywhere between $5.50 and $6 for a pound of lean ground farm-raised beef. The other neat thing, too, is that we've taken a little bit of a model out of good old Burnham's Family Market, which we love and respect and have purchased many goods from there to offer at our market. We offer things in single servings. You can buy a carrot, a big, locally grown carrot, for 20 cents. So a lot of single people or seniors who are just cooking for one, they can come get a carrot, a tomato, a quarter of a cabbage, and not feel like that they have to eat cabbage for a week. So it's definitely cheaper than what you're going to find in the grocery stores for the most part, unless some grocery store has some crazy sale on or something like that.
That's a phenomenal idea, especially geared to fixed income seniors. You can buy exactly what you want and what you need. So if you're budget friendly, you can make sure you're within, especially in the affordability issue of crisis in the community right now. Now, when you're talking about produce, I mean, it's winter. I mean, we're going to get a lot of root vegetables. We'll probably get some apples, but we're not talking grapes. We're not talking import.
Yeah. We're not talking Niagara peaches in the middle of January. And it's a great point. This is definitely our hardest time, but a lot of root veg, whether it's parsnips, beets, carrots, cabbage, but a lot of greenhouse grown stuff. So cucumbers, greenhouse grown tomatoes. We've had some greenhouse strawberries on and off, but at this time of year, some of our local food markets do have to go into Toronto and do get their locally sourced stuff, or at least as close to possible, But we feel that at the very least, if we're purchasing from our local food vendors, we're still supporting the different farms in this area, even though they might not be growing it in January. But on top of that, we've expanded kind of away from the produce in winter months by selling things like our community health center homemade soups. We put them into to-go containers and we offer them for $2. So we have people come by and grab some veg, grab a little pound of ground beef, maybe a meat pie, and a homemade carrot ginger soup. Or on the menu this week is cabbage roll soup and a broccoli and leek soup. They go like hotcakes. And again, someone who's living on their own grabs a fresh soup made with veg, homemade with love. They take it home, they heat it up, have it with a grilled cheese, and call it a day.
So just walk us through the process of getting farmers on board with this initiative. What was that like?
Funny and comical, because we were going to farmers and saying, hey, we want to buy your product. We don't want any discount. We want to pay you what you're charging, but we're going to take it back and sell it for less. And some farmers would look at us and be like, are you trying to undercut me? What's going on here? But the sale and the pitch is we are purchasing from farmers. So we're going to support you as a farmer, but then we're going to promote you as well by saying we are selling your product. We're just making it more affordable, but we're making sure you get your money as well. So it's kind of this cyclical process. We support the local food system. We offer that food at a reduced price. And then that we're reducing the kilometers or the amount of distance that the food is traveling because we're keeping it local. So the money also goes back into the local economy. So it's really a cyclical, well-oiled machine that we're looking now to expand to different communities.
Now we're talking about meats. We talked about produce. So let's hit the meats. I heard you say meat pie. So obviously there's more prepared foods too, which is another dimension of this market.
Yeah.
Are you offering all farm-raised pork, chicken?
It varies from week to week because depending on availability, but we have offered ground pork, sausages, ground beef, stewing beef, PML bacon, regular bacon, ground turkey we've had, chicken breasts, chicken thighs. The meat pies, we will purchase directly from some of the farmers that are making them in-house. So we offer them from Clark's, AT&T Country Canning. The meat pies go very quickly, and they're a great product to purchase. But the meats are also a very hot commodity because, as we all know, meat prices have really significantly gone up. We do put a cap on it as far as you can only buy 2 meats per visit, and that's just to make sure everyone has access to the affordability of it. This market is not meant to supply people of groceries for 3 weeks. It's meant for access to local foods that you can use throughout the week, and that's so that everyone can take their pick of the share to make sure everyone has access to those foods.
Is there a newsletter or website that people can go to access or sign up for some of this service or be advertised of what's going on?
Yeah, you can go to our website at the Community Health Center. So that would be chcnorthumberland.ca. And if you go to the program section under food, you'll see all the information about our community food market. And it's not a sign-up thing. You can show up. You can drop in whenever you want. Our expansion, again, is happening Tuesday, January 27th at 2 o'clock, and that's at St. Andrew's Church in Grafton, which is 137 Old Danforth Road in Grafton. And I do have to give a huge shout out to the United Way Northumberland for providing us with a program allocation fund. And without their help, this would not be possible. And the partnerships that we've created around this is just absolutely fantastic. So this is a collaborative event happening in the community. As we go to Grafton and soon to Colborne, we will be expanding our market choices from different farms because we want to continue supporting other farmers as well, not just here in Port Hope and surrounding area. So we're really hoping to grow this enterprise, not for a commercial side of things, but more so from a community accessibility standpoint by involving as many people who are in the food business as possible.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.